"Don't speak about it," wailed Pinocchio, still trembling with fright. "Don't say a word. If you had come a moment later, I would be fried, eaten, and digested by this time. Brrr! I shiver at the mere thought of it."
Alidoro laughingly held out his paw to the Marionette, who shook it heartily, feeling that now he and the dog were good friends. Then they bid each other goodbye, and the dog went home. Pinocchio, left alone, walked toward a little hut nearby, where an old man sat at the door, sunning himself, and asked,
"Tell me, good man, have you heard anything of a poor boy with a wounded head, whose name was Eugene?"
"The boy was brought to this hut, and now—"
"Now he is dead?"
Pinocchio interrupted sorrowfully.
"No, he is now alive, and he is already returned home."
"Really? Really?"
cried the Marionette, jumping around with joy.
"Then the wound was not serious?"
"But it might have been, and even mortal," answered the old man, "for a heavy book was thrown at his head."
"And who threw it?"
"A schoolmate of his, a certain Pinocchio."
"And who is this Pinocchio?"
asked the Marionette, feigning ignorance.
"They say he is a mischief-maker, a tramp, a street urchin."
"Calumnies, all calumnies."
"Do you know this Pinocchio?"
"By sight,"
answered the Marionette.
"And what do you think of him?" asked the old man.
"I think he's a very good boy, fond of study, obedient, kind to his father and to his whole family."
As he was telling all these enormous lies about himself, Pinocchio touched his nose and found it twice as long as it should be. Scared out of his wits, he cried out,
"Don't listen to me, good man. All the wonderful things I have said are not true at all.